Look, I think one of the things you always do after losing the fashion we did last week is try and take a step back and just kind of look at things as clearly as possible. And there's some areas that we've kind of resolved that we need to work on a little bit. So, you know, we've probably changed up our net sessions a little bit, allowing people to do what individually they feel they need to work on. But, you know, we're not talking about massive changes of technique or anything like that. It's just about people being a bit clearer in their game plans, which is always important against spin because, you know, in some ways it's important you're proactive rather than just reacting to the ball that comes down. You need to know what your game is in order to do that. Yeah, I think the feedback's been fantastic because we've had a couple of days where we've just focused on a couple of things, whereas generally in the build up to a test match, you're not really focusing on much. You're just trying to get yourself in the best frame of mind to go out there and play. So we've expanded our practice a bit more. But you know, I think we're also quite conscious not to just sort of focus on one aspect of things. The seam bowling is just as important as the spin bowling, and also your overall preparedness, if that is a word, is crucial as well. So it's not about kind of deconstructing your technique or anything like that. It's about just clarifying what you want to do out there in the middle. Well, I think it changed. You know, I think the first 24 hours or so after the second game is obviously there was a fairly bleak mood in the dressing room, and rightly so, because you know we felt we should have won that game. But then things pretty quickly start turning to, okay, well, that's gone. What can we do now going forward? And, you know, as I said, we've had quite a few chats about us moving forward in the medium and long term, not just in the short term for this game as well. So I think there's a real kind of will and desire and motivation on the behalf of the guys to push forward and keep improving, which is obviously crucial. Yeah, well, I think that we had very good reason to think we could win out here, and the fact that our bowlers have done very well is part of the reason we felt we could do that. You know, we got ourselves in a situation where we were chasing 140 to win the second test. We should have done that, but we haven't scored enough runs, and you know the reasons for that are wide and varied, I suppose. You know, to a certain extent, cricket is a bit of a form game, and probably a few of our guys have got out of form in conjunction with each other, which doesn't help. And we, you know, I still think we kind of paid the price in the second test for our sort of failure to adapt to conditions on day one of the test series, which, you know, there wasn't much in it for the spinners there, and we just didn't play as well as we should have done. So, you know, you kind of reap what you sow in some respects. But I think, you know, we're very clear in our own minds that you've got to use losses and you've got to use tough times as a basis of learning something and moving on. And I think we have learned a lot already, and that learning will stand us in good stead, both in this test match and the future as well. Well, look, I mean, you know, in the space of 3 or 4 days, you're not going to completely achieve what you want to do in terms of, you know, making sure your game plan's as good as it can be on very, very, very different surfaces. I mean, that's one of the crucial things about playing spin, is you've got to adapt your game according to the surface you play on. But, you know, I'm very hopeful that you'll see people a bit clearer in what their game plan is and how they're looking to play, which is a good starting point. You know, and actually, when you look back on it, probably two or three of the guys haven't really been in long enough to allow that game plan to work yet. So, you know, you can't disappear into a hole too much. You know, there's a lot of things that these guys have done very well playing spin over the past couple of years. These conditions are slightly different, and so it's more about adapting your game to the conditions than going right back to square one and going, right, you know, I need to change everything, because that's obviously a dangerous route to go down. Well, it's a setback in the sense that we didn't want it to happen and we didn't want to lose a series, but that's gone and finished. And in some ways, maybe it's a good learner for us, a good lesson for us that if you're 5% off your game in international cricket against the majority of the sides, actually, you're going to come unstuck. So, yeah, it's been there in our face. You know, we can't hide away from it. But this test match becomes very important because, obviously, potentially gives us momentum heading into the one-day series and obviously into the Sri Lanka series that follows this.